I'm Paul Wigraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. Joining me by Zoom today for our interview with Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV, a senior from Sanford School in Hohkessen, Camille Decker. Welcome, Camille.
Hi.
So glad to have you join us today. In the midst of final exams, I understand you finished all but one, but the reason Camille is joining us today is because she is the 2020 Poetry Out Loud Delaware State Champion. Camille, let's talk a little bit first about your background as a student at Sanford School, what you've been studying, what your interests are, and how you got involved in Poetry Out Loud.
All right. Well, I guess to start out with my interests in school, I'd say generally I kind of have an interest for everything. I feel like year to year throughout my schooling, I swing back and forth. I love history, and then I love English, and then I love science, and I love math. Generally, I do really have a love for all of those things.
And you've been at Sanford School, I understand, since sixth grade, is that right?
Yes, sixth grade.
So you went through the middle school and the upper school there. Full disclosure, Camille and I were talking beforehand. I actually am a former teacher at Sanford School back in the early 90s in a previous career. So how did you get involved in Poetry Out Loud?
I got involved in Poetry Out Loud my freshman year. Everybody at Sanford School in the high school they have to participate in Poetry Out Loud. They have to memorize at least one poem and perform it for the class. So that's how I got started in the program itself. But they choose winners in the class, and then the classes go on and they choose winners from each grade until they have two from each grade plus two extra usually, who then compete in a final round. And every year I have made it to the final school round.
Now I'm curious, when you compete, is there some kind of a public audience that is watching those in competition?
The last one, the final school round, the whole school comes to watch us perform. The other ones, no, it's just the teachers.
Now, where do you perform? In the new theater space, or?
Yes, the Geipel Theater.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who are the judges? Is it English teachers, or who does that?
I believe, if I remember correctly, it's different teachers every year. I know that last year there was a history teacher on there, so I'm pretty sure they just cycle through and generally do whoever wants to, probably.
Okay, mix them up. Now, where do you get your poems from?
The Poetry Out Loud website has a really nice list of poems. And I generally just, every year I pick a letter that I like think is a fun letter, and I click on that letter and I look through that one, and that's my first poem. And the other ones come very similarly, the same.
Yeah. Are there any parameters for the guidance given on what poems to select? Because I would imagine the anthology is pretty broad.
Yes. The first round, there is, or at least at the school level, there isn't really any mandatory parameters. When you get to after the school level to the state level, you do have to have one poem that is less than 25 lines and one poem that was written before the 20th century, I think.
Okay.
20th century.
Okay. So the range, I would assume, is everything from Shakespeare to Maya Angelou.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, in your learning these poems, were there particular types of poetry that intrigued you more? I'm curious, because even within those categories, there's quite a range.
Definitely. Generally, I've always drifted towards poems that were non-rhyming and more monologue-like. I have a background in theater, so it really struck me as an opportunity to kind of treat it almost like a monologue, something that I could say without having to speak in, you know, rhyming couplets. which would be different, but.
Now, I'm curious, in your learning the poetry for recitation, did you receive any coaching from anyone, or was this entirely on your own?
When I got to the school level, my English teacher, Brianna Smale, contacted Joan Belingit, who works with a lot of the Poetry Out Loud contestants. She is a poet from Delaware, and she did help me finally with my poems. So I practiced with her a little bit for the school competition, but then I did practice with her again for longer, or at least a longer period of one session for the state competition.
It's interesting that you worked with Joanne, because Joanne and I've had numerous conversations about poetry recitation. She comes at poetry from the background of a poet.
Yeah.
And I come at poetry from the background in theater, as you mentioned, you have experience. And we've had many conversations about reciting poetry, and to what degree does the poetry speak for itself, and to what degree do you incorporate theatrics into what you're doing? Did she talk about that at all with you, about letting, okay, the phrase she's used with me is, let the words speak for themselves. Did she have any of that kind of direction?
I'm trying to think, she definitely, I feel like when I was with her, I was a little bit nervous. So I felt like there was more of her trying to pull more of that out of me.
Okay.
But I would say, yeah, there was a bit of that, you know, you need to like pay attention really to the words and how they're crafted and not just the emotion.
Mm-hmm. Now, at both the school and at the state level, were there specific criteria that you were being judged or scored on?
Well, the biggest one that they always warn us about is accuracy. Mm-hmm. That if you miss, even if you do a beautiful job and it's like everybody loves it, if you miss, you know, you replace a few the's with ands, if you miss a line, you will lose a lot of points on that. So that's like the biggest one, a lot of missing words. Then the next criteria really is the interpretation and your performance, your use of body language. That's an important one. Pauses and rhythm, your pace, how slow or fast you are, or how you dictate where you become more slow or more fast.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm curious, I think reading poetry and reciting poetry they're two entirely different dynamics. Did you find that your understanding of the poetry changes as you recite it and hear it out loud?
Mm. I would say so. I feel like when you speak it, there's definitely, you know, you're putting an energy into it, which kind of, I think, reveals something about the words and what energies you're supposed to be putting into it. Things like lines sometimes become more exciting when I'm saying them than when I'm just reading them.
How many students at you said all the Sanford students memorized a poem?
Yes, high school.
Is that grades 9 through 12?
Yes.
So you were competing in a fairly large pool, against a fairly large pool of students.
Yeah.
Well, that's kudos to you for first winning at the level at Sanford School and then winning the state championship. Before I do a station break here, why don't we hear one of your poems that you used in the state competition?
I would love to. All right. I will perform Double Dutch by Gregory Pardlow. The girls turning double dutch bob and weave like boxers, pulling punches, shadowing each other, sparring across the slack cord, casting parabolas in the air. They whip quick as an infant's pulse, and the jumper before she enters the winking nods in time, as if she has a notion to share, waiting her chance to speak. but she's anticipating the upbeat, like a band leader counting off the tune they are about to swing into. The jumper stair steps into mid-air as if she's jumping rope in low gravity, training for a lunar mission. Airborne a moment long enough to fit a second thought in, she looks caught in the mouth bones of a fish as she flutter floats into motion like a figure in a stack of time-lapse photos thumbed alive. Once inside, the bells tied to her shoestrings rouse the gods who've lain in the dust since the Dutch acquired Manhattan. How she dances patterns, like a dust-heavy bee retracing its travels in scale before the hive. How the whole stunning contraption of girl and rope slaps and scoops like a paddle boat. Her misted skin arranges the light with each adjustment and flex, now heather-hued, now sheen light, listing on the fulcrum of a wrist, and the bare-jutted joints of elbow and knee, and the faceted surfaces of muscle surfaces fracturing and reforming like a sun-tickled sleeve of running water. She makes jewelry of herself and garlands the ground with shadows.
Double Dutch by Gregory Pardlow, as recited by Camille Decker, the 2020 Poetry Out Loud Delaware State Champion. Camille, let me just quickly remind our listeners that you are tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOB for Delaware State of the Arts. Camille, the 2020 Poetry Out Loud State Champion. Let's move forward a little bit. You competed in the state competition back in February at the Smyrna Opera House, competing against, 17 or 18 students, I believe, was the pool, something like that, and emerged, hands down, the winner of that competition. And with that, you were slated to go to Washington, D.C. for the national finals. But Delaware's finals were a few weeks before COVID-19 struck the nation in a way we didn't anticipate. At least Delaware was able to get its state finals done. Some of the states never even got to their state finals. So let's talk a little bit. Originally, the plans were for you to go to D.C., I think in late April, to compete against 50-some other students representing the 50 states plus a couple territories. That didn't happen. So what kind of adjustments had to be made? It must have been disappointing for you, I'm sure. But how did the National Endowment for the Arts and the Poetry Foundation, which are the co-sponsors of Poetry Out Loud, how did they readjust? How were you handled differently this year?
Well, they all really wanted to give us an experience of showing everybody what we had done and what we could do. So one of the first things they did was they offered us a chance to send in recordings of ourselves doing some of our poems, and they would pick one or maybe two, some of our poems to go up on the website. And that was for both the state champion winners and anybody who was going to compete at the state level but didn't get the chance. That was a really cool thing. They also gave us kind of an extra fun thing to do, which was we participated in poetry ourselves. So they gave us a chance to write our own poetry, and we could either send in a video of us performing those poems or just send in a document of the written poems. So that was fun. The winners of that came out. Congratulations to them. And then they also said they're going to send me a t-shirt at some point, which is fun. Can't wait for that.
And I believe the state champions received some kind of a monetary award, do they not?
Yes. We received an award, some money, which was, it was very nice. I know a lot of my friends and like teachers, they were sad for me and they were saying they should split up the award money for all the kids. I was like, it's fine. It's okay. But they pulled through, you know, everybody was happy to hear that.
I'm curious, how has, I mean, we know that schools have been closed. What are some of the day-to-day impacts for you as the typical student, and particularly as a senior? As I was driving here to the office to do this interview, I'm thinking, you know, the signing of yearbooks and all those routines of the senior year just have been upended. How has that all impacted you, and how have the seniors at Sanford sort of been commiserating together but apart?
There are two reactions, really. There is the sad and I want to be with my year, my grade, I want to do fun things with them, and then there's also the kind of well, we're not together and I'm leaving anyway, so goodbye. Right. You kind of have those two separate. One really sweet thing that a lot of seniors have been doing, they've been planning things both for other seniors and for teachers. I know some of the seniors at my school drove to all of the teachers' houses and gave them little gifts, which is really sweet.
Yeah. Well, that's really neat. I'm just curious, what is Sanford doing for graduation?
We are going to have a Zoom ceremony on June 5th, but they also hope we can get together by August to have an in-person ceremony to kind of make up for what we've lost.
Oh, that would be lovely if they can do that. Is there still that, the quad there, the little amphitheater there?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Now, we have a few minutes left, so before we go on to your future plans, why don't we hear another one of the poems that you used in the competition?
I would love to. Without further ado, this is Mingus at the Showplace by William Matthews. I was miserable, of course, for I was 17, and so I swung into action and wrote a poem. And it was miserable, for that was how I thought poetry worked. You digested experience and shat literature. It was 1960, at the Showplace, long since defunct, on West 4th Street. And I sat at the bar, casting beer money from a thin reel of ones. The kid in the city, big ears like a puppy. And I knew Mingus was a genius. I knew two other things, but they were wrong, as it happened. So I made him look at the poem. There's a lot of that going around, he said. And sweet baby Jesus, he was right. He laughed amiably. He didn't look as if he thought bad poems were dangerous, the way some poets do. If they were baseball executives, they'd plot to destroy sand lots everywhere so that the game could be saved from children. Of course, later that night he fired his pianist in mid-number and flurried him from the stand. We've suffered a diminuendo in personnel, he explained. And the band played on.
Thank you. Mingus at the Showplace by William Matthews, recited by Camille Decker. Now, Camille, we've got a couple minutes left, so I would love to hear a little bit about what your future plans are. You're graduating from Sanford School in the next few weeks, and if I remember right, Sanford's slogan, tagline is "No talent lies latent."
It is.
Am I right?
Yes.
What a memory I have. No talent lies latent, and I think you are a shining example of that, having done a beautiful job with this poetry, but I understand your future plans are going to take you academically in a slightly different direction. What are your plans coming up?
Well, I'm going to the Rochester Institute of Technology, and I'm planning on majoring in computer science. So, yes, not quite as attached to the humanities as you would expect a poetry lover to be.
And what is your interest, your fascination in computer science? You have a particular direction you're interested in going, programming or what? Yeah.
I do enjoy computer programming. One of the things that really draws me to computer science is actually that it's so language-based that it's really like this lovely mixture of like science and mathematics with the humanities, which is like, it feels so perfect because I love all of those things. I love the idea of making things easier, which seems like such a like simple thing, but it really does spur me on when I see something that online, especially, that I think could be more well placed. I like the idea of writing websites, but I also like that computer science can be applied to so many different subjects. For example, animation, which I grew up loving and would love to learn more about, seeing as RIT has a pretty well good animation program.
Well, and I think more and more what you're articulating is that connection between the arts and the sciences, that there's, especially in a digital world, there's so much more of that now. Well, we have about a minute left, so I'm one final question for you. Where do you see your love of poetry fitting into your future?
Well, I think there's always time to like detach from everything else in the world and sit back and read some poems and think about what they mean, whether they're easy to decipher or really difficult. They're definitely a good respite from the more real world, you know, expectations that you have to take care of every day. So I think it will always have that place for me in that way.
And with that, Camille, I think it's time to sign off. Camille Decker, senior from Sanford School, heading off to RIT in the fall. Our 2020 Poetry Out Loud Delaware State Champion. Camille, it's been a pleasure chatting with you today and hearing some of your poetry recitation. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.